Sweetest friends, this year should be a special Schus L'Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel on her Yurt site. We're going to be learning a tshuva of the Holy Kloisenberger Rebbe Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. This was written in Union City, New Jersey. Everybody knows, or not everybody knows, many people know that Union City is not a Jewish area in general, but they have a small cluster of Tzanzer Hasidim, Kloisenberger Hasidim in Union City, and the Rebbe would go there from time to time. So this is written in Union City on the 7th of Nisan in the year Tuf Shin Mem Dalet 1984. So had I known, I lived not so far from there, I should have gone to visit the Rebbe. In any event, the Rebbe was asked al dvar she'ela she'esh b'mkomcha minyan she'mispalim b'ichur k'tzas. Your question that in your area there's a minyan they daven a little bit late. Aval asham ata yochol l'chavin daitcha yoser. There you have more kavana. Hayim tispal al sham o b'minyan acher she'makpidim al zman tefila k'das ha'gra v'atanya. She'daven there, she'daven in a minyan that you're not going to have as much kavana, but at least they're makbar on zman tefila. So, depends if you're asking this to a litvish rebbe or a chassidish rebbe. So here he's asking a chassidish rebbe. So the likelihood of a heter to daven shelo b'zman is more likely. It's greater likelihood. But lav dafka. There's a famous tshuva of the Eretz Tzvi about this. About why Hasidim don't keep Zman Tefillah. Other great Gedolim, Eretz Tzvi was also a Chassid. And this is, of course, one of the famous Tainas against Chassidus. How do they not daven Bizman? So here the Shaila is, not to not daven Bizman Stam, but a minyan that's davening past the Zman, but it'll have more Kavana, and a minyan that's davening before the Zman, before Sob Zman, with less Kavana. V'brachas lamed amid beis l'olam yamed adal mis'atzmoim yochol l'chavin isli v'yispal v'mava yispal. The Gemara says, you should assess yourself. If you can be mechavin your lev, if you have you can have kavana, then daven. And if you can't have kavana, then don't daven. Ki ikar ha'tefila hi ha'kavana, says the Heilige Kloisenberger Rebbe. The ikar of tefila is your kavana. V'asher al-kenim lo kivin ba'ovis lo yatza. And therefore, if you didn't have kavan and avos, you're not yotze. Like we see in our Arachaim, Reish Siman Kuf Aleph, Shetzarech Lachzer L'Spalo. As it says in Siman Kuf Aleph, that if you didn't have kavan and avos, the din is they have to daven again, Nachamo. I hope to do that in a different shir. Talking about this inyan of not having kavan and avos, the Rebbe says I discussed this at length. The Ramah says that today, just because you don't have kavana doesn't mean you go back. Not going to help. You're going to daven. Not going to have kavana the second time either. In our ADD generation. And there's the famous kasha of the Bir Alacha that, let's say you realize you didn't have kavan and avos, how do you continue davening? If you weren't yotzei with avos because you didn't have kavan and avos in the first bracha, then how do you continue davening when all those brachas are not going to be levatel, you're not going to be yotzei? V'magen Avram sif katan beis kosef tzarachin emispalo b'libo im yatsa. D'lechor mashma di yatsa. D'gamrinim d'chsiv v'lavdo b'chol v'avchem v'vod shev v'lev zot tefila im kein ikar toli b'kavonis ha'lev v'lish baruch yodei ha'machshavis ha'ligmor mashma d'lo yatsa. But the kosef v'sim et zari da'l v'chol yihar b'libo ha'inu l'ravcha d'milsa v'inu l'yotsa d'i tefila b'zeh. Ein sham de shesim etzarach iyun. So the Magen Avraham writes, I have a tzarach iyun if a person davens in their heart. Is he yotze? Charetz mashmi is yotze, because it says you learn tefillah from lov dovu chol levavchem. Avodah shebelev, it's an avodah of the heart, tefillah, so you should be yotze belev. It's totally bekavanas alev, and God reads your thoughts. Just in the Gemara, it's mashma that you're not yotze, you have to verbalize the tefillah. And that it says in Simon Sadi Dala that a chole should be mahar b'tefillah, belev, because he can't say it, so that's as much as he can do, l'rafcha de milsa, better than nothing. But he's not yotze, and he concludes with a tzarech iyun. And the Rebbe wants to know, is this tzarech iyun on the chola part or on the whole sif katan? In other words, he's not sure, maybe a chola is yotze when he's mahir, and that he has a tzarech iyun, or maybe he has a tzarech iyun on the whole sif katan. He's not sure about the whole thing. The Kapachaim and Sif Katan Vav, he says from the Magen Avraham would appear that he's not Yotze Behirher, El Shesim B'Tzarachiyon. In other words, the Kapachaim's understanding his Tzarachiyon is even on what he said at the beginning, that he's not Yotze. Maybe the Magen Avraham's not sure, and he thinks maybe one might be Yotze Belev. The Tzarech Iyun is going on that you're not Yotze Behira, but Tzarech Iyun, maybe you are Yotze Behira. That he writes from a Chole is in the Ramah and Sadi Dalet Sivav, Makor B'Beis Yosef Sham, also brought in the Taz. Is it the Taz or another Sefer? Not sure, but there is such a din that a chol should be mahar belev. And they darshan it from the pasuk, imru belevavchem al mishkavchem. So say it in your heart and your bed. So even a chol can be yotze behirer, but it's a pella that they didn't mention that the Gemara in Brachas Daf Dalet Amud Beis darshans this pasuk. We're talking about kriyashma, not tefillah. The Pri Chodesh, he writes in Sif Katan Vav that when there's no more Ones, the person should daven again if he davened Behirher. But the Pri Megadim writes, no, it would appear that you don't have to daven again or say Shema again, because Min HaTorah here is Kedibur. Chazal were Machmir that without an ones you're not yotze, but ba'ones they were mamid al din Torah that you are yotze. So writes the Pri Megadim in Siman Samach Beis that if you daven or read Shema believe because of ones lo aleinu, then you're yotze. Just if there's no ones, then you should do it again b'dibur. But if there was ones, you're yotze belev. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, he writes, Mitzvah sese l'spal b'chol yom shenem rol avadtem b'shem elokechem b'yashmu alamnu sh'avod azu yi tefillah shenem rol avdo b'chol avavchem amru chacham v'yitzu avod azu belev zo tefillah. Rambam writes in Mitzvah sese to daven every day, serve God with all your heart, you should serve Hashem, and if Yeshmu alamdu that this avodah of serving Hashem is tefillah, it says ul avdo b'chol avavchem. Chachamim say this avodah shebelev is tefillah. So the Kesef Mishnah asks, why does the Rambam have to come on to avavadeta as Hashem alokechem? Just learn the mitzvah from ul avdo b'chol avavchem. The answer is that the avdo b'chol avavchem is sipur dvarim. It's just telling you. That's the way it is. It's not a tzivui. Avad Hashem Elokechem is a tzivui. Ul Avdo b'chol avavchem is telling you that in the case where you're avdo b'chol avavchem and asati b'tar tzichem bito, etc., it's not a tzivui, and therefore you can't learn from the other tzivui. You only learn from avadetam et Hashem Elokeichem. You're commanded to daven. And you learn that the avadetam and the pasuk avadet Hashem Elokeichem is tefillah. From ula avdo b'chol avavchem, and that avodah shebelev is tefillah, and memela. It says v'avadatem. It's also talking about tefillah in that pasuk, because it's tzivu that you have to, you're obligated to daven. So it's a little bit of a kasha on the Kesef Mishnah, because we learn dinei Torah from Sipur Dvarim. For example, one example of a number is vidui ma'isris. That's a Sipur Dvarim, but that's a tzivui. Ve'enod b'sefer mitzvus v'sof shorish ches. So it's fair to say that you can't learn from a lav dov b'chol avavchem because it's a sipur dvarim. You do learn from sipur dvarim. So, lulei divrayim, the Rebbe Zatzal says, b'das harambam, that there are two parts to the mitzvah of tefillah. One part to the mitzvah of tefillah is l'chavin b'leiv, and another part to the mitzvah of tefillah is l'spal b'peh. The Inyan of Kavanah we learn from Lavdo B'chol Avavchem. And this year Yotze, even Behira Greda, like the Magen Avram writes. Here alone your Yotze. And therefore you also need the Pasuk of Avadatem, as Hashem Elokechem, that there's a Chiyuv to daven B'dibur. And therefore if you're a Choler, an Anus, who can't daven, you should be Mahar Alev, to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Lavdo B'chol Avavchem. So the two aspects to Tefillah. There's the Lavdo B'chol Avavchem, that's Belev, and that applies, even a Chole can do that. And then there's V'avadetes Hashem Elokeichem, serve God, that's B'dibur. And now we understand why Ha'idna, that we're not Mechavi necessarily in Avos, he should still continue after he didn't have Kavan in Avos, because at least he'll be Mekayim, the V'avadetem. That part he wasn't Mekayim. He lost that in the heart part. But Vavadatem, that he said at Petibor, that part at least he's Mekayim. And therefore the brachas won't be Levatala. You can't say Vaita, the brachas are Levatala. He wasn't Yotzei Novus, he was Yotzei Novus. How is he Yotzei Novus? He was Yotzei the Dibor aspect of Tefillah. Nevertheless, Lechatchila, we say, and by the way, those who want to learn more, hopefully will be able to learn this together, it's Hashem, but there was a Torah journal that the Sanzer Hasidim put out called Yisrael Saba, and there you have a lot of very Geshmaka Pulpulim of the Rebbe Zatzal. So he discusses this in the 84th Gillion. Nevertheless, Lechatchila, we say, Sheyamud Daito. You should assess yourself if you can have Kavanah Davin. And if you can't have Kavanah, don't daven. In other words, better daven afterwards with Kavanah and be Mekayim ul'avdo b'chol avavchem. If you can't daven, then don't daven. Daven late. And this is what the tzaddikim rely upon. Because the zman tefillah is the Rabbanah. And the chiyuv of b'chol avavchem is min haTorah. So the tzaddikim felt, those tzaddikim that daven late, I'm not talking about stam some guy in Borough Park or Williamsburg or Meir Shearim who's just a lazy guy. I'm not saying people in those places are lazy. But if you have a zafal, you have a case where you have stam a lazy avreich, a 26-year-old guy, he just, you know, went to sleep late because he was schmoozing with his friends and eating garinim, and he decides to wake up at 10:30, 11 and start thinking about going to Shacharis then after mikvah. So that's not what I'm talking about. Tzaddikim, who daven late, figure that why be Mekayim Zman Tefillah, which is only the Rabbanan, if they're not going to be Mekayim the Daraisa of Lo Avdo B'chol Avavchem. So they want to do the B'chol Avavchem, which is Min HaTorah. So therefore they daven late. There's also the opinion of the Pnei Yoshu and Kuntri Sachar and Madhua Basra and Lesechas Brachas Daf Gimel that the Zmani Tefillah are not Shoh Zmanias. So is the opinion of the Yavetz. So is the opinion of Zohar and Vayakel. And the Gaon Mikamarna Natzei Adam Ala Mishnayis and the Zohar Chai in Parshas Vayechi. That the hours are Bedaika, 3 hours is 9 o'clock, 4 hours is 10 o'clock. Always. Isn't that a big chiddush? Maybe you didn't know that. And so is a kruz, a proclamation that was written bipkudas under the command of the great Reb Chaim Mitzanz. And the Rebbe clarifies that this is only a bidyevet. So writes the Tos HaRosh, Das Torah to the Marisham, Semen Unches, etc. Val Kolponim, if a person already reads Shema Bizman, I'm only talking about Zman Tefillah Derabbanan, Kedai Hem Gaonim Eilu Lismoch Aleim B'Shas Adchak. So be somech on these gaonim that are shalos aron shalos manias, as long as he daven shachris by 10, 4 hours after 6. So if you're going to do that b'chol avavchem, if that's going to be b'chol avavchem, and earlier won't be b'chol avavchem, daven with the later minion, even though you're going to be missing zman tefillah that's on the luach. And it's known that Rad Baz writes in Chelikim or Simon Tafayin Beis, brought by the Mishnah Berurah and Simon Kufnun, that a person should daven in a place that he likes. You should go to a shul where you have friends. You look around, you feel good. Then you'll daven with more kavana. So, Zeb Vada Yoser Nachan Shizbal B'Minyan Shatayachol Achav and Yoser Tov. So better daven in a minyan where you can have more kavana. Daven with a minyan, you can have more kavana. Even though it's going to be later. So this is the approach of the Heilige Kloisenberger Rebbe, and doubtless many would argue with this. Say, ma pitom, you have to daven bizman. But I say, elo ve'elo divrei Elokim Chaim. Thank you for listening, and we should be zelche la'avdo be'emes u'v'lev shalim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.